No, you're good.
Because together, they're stronger. Individually, you are stronger. I know every single moment counts. Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. My friends, Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital provides superlative mental health care for children, adolescents, adults, and even seniors. What a true blessing. Now, the great news is that Jackson Health Foundation has joined forces with Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital to bring to all of you the second annual Mind Your Health community event. What a true blessing. I can't wait to hear all about it. Joining us tonight, we have somebody very, very, very special. She is the Vice President and CEO of Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital. Her name is Vicky Sabrawal. I hope I pronounced it right. Did I pronounce it right, Vicky?
Yes, you did. Thank you, Rachel, for having me.
Oh, we're so happy to have you here. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very, very busy calendar to be here with us today. What can I say? You know, we love you already. Look at that big smile. I'm sure that all our viewers are saying, wow, what a beautiful smile she has. So thank you so much for being here today, Vicky.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So today, Vicky, or tonight, I wanted to talk a little bit about the importance of mental health. I mean, I'm sure all our viewers know how important it is, our mental health, our peace of mind, you know, whether we have anxiety or depression. I mean, we've all been there before. So I want to talk to you and get your take on how important our mental health is. And of course, the huge event that you're having, your second annual Mind Your Health event that you're having with the Jackson Health Foundation. So we have a lot to talk about, but before we begin, Vicky, I want the world to know who you are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, exactly, you know, tell us about your beginnings. Where were you born? Talk to us.
I was born in the United Kingdom, 4 hours north of London, called Bradford, UK. I came to the States when I was 4 years old, and I grew up in New Jersey.
That's amazing. And so with all the studying, is I know you have a master's from FIU, and you also have a degree from Columbia University. What in your career, Vicky, that you say to yourself, you know what, I want to get involved in a public health institute? Talk to us.
It was actually when I moved down to Miami and I had the opportunity to start here at Jackson Memorial Hospital. I started out as a senior financial analyst about 10 years ago.
A numbers person, okay.
Yes, I'm a finance person and I fell in love. So I grew within the Jackson Health system and became part of the Jackson Health family. Within the finance world, I oversaw, you know, I was the director of finance for all of the ambulatory and primary care centers.
Interesting.
Then I moved to behavioral health. I was the CFO originally back in 2017. And then I took on operations. And within the last year, I've been the CEO for Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital.
That's amazing. God bless you. Well, you're certainly right here on this show, and I want all of viewers to get to know you better. Talk to us about Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital. Tell us.
So we are a large freestanding acute psychiatric hospital. We have 180 inpatient beds. So it's
a lot.
Large. We operate at 171. We provide inpatient and outpatient services. For inpatient, we have child and adolescents. We have a unit for geriatric patients, another unit for our substance abuse patients, our forensic patients. We even have a mood disorder patient.
Excellent.
Unit. Yeah. So, and of course, our adult psych beds as well. So we're very large. In addition to the hospital here, which is located on the main campus in downtown, we have a 20-bed crisis stabilization unit at Community Mental Health Center in Opa-locka.
You know, that is so important. And you and I were talking off the show, you know, how fragile our minds are, so fragile.
Yes.
And the fact that, you know, Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital under the Jackson Health System, you know, you guys are so well equipped with psychiatrists and psychologists and music therapists and case managers and nurse practitioners and medical doctors. I mean, you guys are super, super, you know, well equipped. Who do you serve?
We serve Miami-Dade County residents. You know, that's our mission, to serve our community. We are part of the Jackson Health System. We are Safety Net Hospital. And as I mentioned earlier, we provide child services, geriatric services. I mean, we see patients and their mental health needs, you know, of all ages, races. So we're just really blessed to be serving the community.
Outstanding. Just like the Lynn Center on the Jackson Health System, you guys are also global. I mean, so let's suppose somebody's watching, because you know we're on different, we're on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn, we're on YouTube, we're on several podcasts. Anybody around the world, can they also just come to see you? Is that okay?
Absolutely. You know, we certainly receive patients from out of state, even out of the country. So we don't turn anyone away. We, like I said, we are a large psychiatric hospital serving Miami-Dade County.
Absolutely. So what sets you apart, Vicki, from other, you know, mental health hospitals? Why are you so special? Talk to us.
Well, not only is our size very important, because we do serve, we make up in Miami-Dade County about a third of all psych beds for inpatient. Mm-hmm. We also have a 24/7 crisis and intake center, which typically you don't have that in most psych facilities. Most institutions will have a psych unit within their medical hospital. For us, we have our own 24/7 crisis intake. In addition,
that's good, because that means that we never are alone, right?
No, never.
Thank God.
And in addition to that, we are a teaching academic hospital. I mean, we work very closely with University of Miami. We have one of the largest residency programs in the country. We also have a large fellowship program. In addition to psychiatry, we also have a psychology internship and fellowship program as well. So we provide all kinds of services, both inpatient and outpatient, and at both facilities, at Community Mental Health Center as well.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. So tell us, I mean, I know, but I want you to tell all our viewers about how fortunate, especially Miami-Dade County residents, for having you here right in our own backyard as a community resource.
You know, just again, given everything, I want to just elaborate. We provide not just inpatient and outpatient services. What the pandemic has taught us is we had to move to virtual. We provide telepsych services, and we really provide it all. Prior to the pandemic, there's always been a need for mental health. The pandemic, I think, with just a lot of people, has shed light on what it's done to our community and the nation as a whole. We've seen an increase in folks with anxiety, depression. So,
and we had an issue. Could you imagine, Vicki, we had an issue before 2020 when we were COVID, and now it's augmented.
Absolutely. You know, it's insane. And within the community, this is a fun fact I want to share. Within the last 5 years, there's been a reduction by 219 Baker Act designated beds in Miami-Dade County, meaning a reduction in 219 adult psych beds. In 2022 alone, it was 71 beds that were closed. So we've been the constant. You know, we have Jackson Behavioral Health, we have Jackson, a psych unit at Jackson South, and also our community mental health center in Opa-locka has a 20-bed CSU. We've been consistent. We're here. We're providing and serving our community, knowing that there's such an increase in mental health service needs, but the, you know, other facilities have closed down.
You know, that's a good point, you know, because I'm sure that our viewers were watching, they would agree that there's a stigma. You know, most people don't want to talk about it. You know, my friends, having anxiety, it happens to all of us at some point in our lives. Would you agree with me?
Absolutely.
I mean, I've gotten anxiety too, or a panic attack, but you know, then you talk to people, then you feel better. And what I want our viewers to take away tonight is the fact that Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital, under your auspices as the vice president, as a CEO, you guys are here 24/7 for any of our viewers, whether you're here in Miami-Dade County, whether you're in Broward, whether you're in West Palm Beach, whether you're across the globe, my friends, because, you know, short of being redundant, you know that we're on Facebook, LinkedIn, 12 podcasts, and YouTube. So just know, if you can take anything away from tonight's interview with Vicki, is the fact that Vicki has the open door policy. Her staff are highly educated. She's highly educated. They are here for you. So tell us a little bit about the integration, Vicki, of Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital, right? Mm-hmm. Jackson Health System here, and University of Miami here. How does it all intertwine and integrate?
We all work very closely together. We call them our sister hospitals, you know, so we're here to support our sister hospitals. We have Jackson South, Jackson North, Jackson West just opened, Lynn Rehab. We have—
Yes, you said Jackson West. I want to give a big shout out to my dear friend and sister, Anna Vega Milton. We love you, as you know, Vicky, with the Jose That's Milton right. Memorial Foundation. It's called Jose Milton Hospital at Jackson West. So Anna, we're giving you a big shout out right now.
Yes, go ahead. We have Holds Women's and Children. And then of course our flagship hospital, Jackson Memorial Hospital. We are here to serve all of our, not just our community, but our sister hospitals. We work very closely with them in supporting their needs because we are the psych hospital, they are not. With the university, as I mentioned earlier, we have a very close partnership with University of Miami. In fact, you know, we have a mixed model for our inpatient. We have Jackson employed psychiatrists, we have community psychiatrists, but we also have a lot of University of Miami psychiatrists. About 70% of our inpatient psychiatry model are University of Miami employees. Excellent. So we have a very close partnership with them.
No, that's really, really amazing. Would you agree with me, Vicky, when I think about our minds, you know, what is it that we need as humans, right? We need love, right? We need, you know, support. We need community support. And you guys offer everything at Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital. You know, you offer that love. You offer that community support. And I also want to give a big shout out to Jackson Health Foundation. A big shout out to Charmaine Gatlin, the CEO, and also the president as well, Carlos Magoya, Flavia, your entire board, Darlene in communications and marketing. I mean, all of these people that I'm mentioning, you know, they're day in and day out, you know, trying to raise funds so that you, you know, Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital and all the other entities within the Jackson Health System, a big shout out to Carlos Magoya. I mean, amazing. You guys are a family. Tell us about that.
We, you know, we're so grateful to have such a strong and supportive corporate department. We have our Jackson Health System corporate departments. We've got the Jackson Health Foundation. Everyone's here to support just all of us, right? And we're here for each other. We are one big family. And I think with behavioral health, it's the same as it's the truth. You know, I think there's so much emphasis around mental health and supporting not just our community, but supporting all of us, supporting our employees, the patients we serve. You know,
it's a lot.
We're in an urban setting. Our patient population, a lot of these patients don't have basic necessities.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's why I loved, you know, the co-presidents, you know, Charmaine Gatlin and Flavia Yiso as well, because they sleep, you know, constantly thinking about how they're going to raise these millions of dollars. And that's why the support of our community is so important, my friends. And I'm going to talk straight to our viewers. Please donate, you know, join Jackson Health Foundation and giving money to all these hospitals. Not right now, we're talking to Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital. Give freely, my friends. Today you give freely without knowing who you're giving to, but you're giving for a good cause. Tomorrow, we don't know if it's for us or for our family members or for our close friends. What do you have to say about that, Vicky?
Oh, that's great. You know, going back to just our patients, some of them come with no homes, no families. They don't have clothes. You know, through the foundation and through donors, we've been able to get the basic needs for our patients when it comes to like toiletries, clothing, when they're discharged from our hospital. So it really does help and it goes a long way, you know, and with the, additional funds, we have so many, like we have social workers, we have therapists, we have music therapists, but a lot of that is only as good as the physical. And so what are therapeutic, you know, environments? And that's where we want to do. We want to create a therapeutic environment. We want, you know, nice gardens, maybe do a butterfly garden for our patients. Mm-hmm. You know, renovate our gym so patients have a place to go and blow off some steam. So these are just things that would really go away a long way.
Absolutely. And that's why I mentioned earlier, Vicky, that you guys are all about love and community. you know, and it starts from Carlos Mingoya at the top, you know, it trickles down with the co-president, Charmaine and Flavio, all the board members, Anna Vega Milton, who's the past chairwoman as well. I mean, there's so much love. And that's what I want to make sure that all our viewers understand, my friends. If you feel that you have any mental health concern or issue, you or your friends or family members, rest assured that if you contact Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital, they will help you. Any problem that you have, no matter how minute it is, you don't have to deal with it alone. Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital is here for you. Vicky, on that note, my love, let's talk a little bit about our children, which I know you love, yes, and our adolescents at Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital. Talk to us about the services there.
So we have a 20-bed inpatient unit. That's for those that require actual admission and treatment. We provide social workers, therapists, psychiatrists, nurses, and techs.
The whole gamut.
Yes. And psychologists. And then we have outpatient services. We provide, we have psychology present in Holtz Women's and Children's Hospital. We have a Holtz Child Psychology Clinic at Jackson Behavioral Health.
And we love it. We recently had Andrea Aries Holtz. She did a great job here as well. Big shout out to Andrea Aries with the Holtz Children's Hospital. We love her. Go ahead.
And we have both psychology and psychiatry child outpatient services. We have a dialectical behavioral therapy, DBT clinic, that helps. It's more intense therapy. Again, all outpatient services. So we do provide a lot of services up at Community Mental Health Center. We provide case management services, social work services to the child and adolescent population.
I love it. So when I hear you speak, Vicky, and I'm absorbing all of this. So you deal with individuals, right? You deal with couples as well. How about for those couples that are having like issues like domestic violence issues, or just you know, tough talking to each other, or parent and child conflicts?
Absolutely. We have therapy sessions. We'll do individual therapy. We'll do family sessions. We'll do group therapy. We run the whole gamut of.
It's a holistic approach.
Yes. It is a holistic approach. Absolutely.
So Vicky, so how important is philanthropic support in behavioral health? Talk to our viewers.
Oh, Rachel, it's huge for us. Again, we are an urban, we're in an urban area. Our population is really the underserved. And a lot of them don't have basic necessities, as I mentioned earlier. So it's really important that we rely on donated dollars, we have grant funding, just to provide those types of services. You know, mental health matters. I have to say, mental health matters. And there's no stigma. We have to take away the stigma associated to it, and help each other out. And that's really what it comes down to.
Absolutely. And talking about that, I know that Jackson Health Foundation, your fundraising arm of Jackson Health System, I love them, I'm going to tell you, Charmaine, I love you. Always looking to bring awareness to critical issues, you know, like mental health, like our well-being. And that is why you guys have teamed up, the Health Foundation, Jackson Health Foundation, and Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital. You guys have teamed up to bring to the community the second annual mental health community event. So the funds that are going to be raised there, can you give our viewers an idea of what those funds are going to be used for?
Absolutely. So a lot of the funds, we have, just for our physical plant, funds can be used for improving therapeutic areas within our hospital. Like I said, the garden, the gym, they can go towards patients' needs. So for like toiletries, clothing, shoes for patients when they're discharged.
Basic things that we as human beings, maybe
so basic.
That's not important, but they are important. These are essential.
That's right.
It's like the hierarchy of Maslow, right?
Yes.
So we need to take care of our basic needs. And you guys are doing it for them.
It's also resiliency for staff. It's a tough place to work. You have to love mental health. You want to work here. So, you know, a lot of it will go through wellness programs and really more for the patient population, how we can provide better treatment and care for them. That's really what it comes down to. And we're so excited about Mind Your Health. The first Mind Your Health was, you know, in October of 2021. We're long overdue for the second one. We just can't wait for it.
We can't either. Question, do we have a date yet or we're still working on a date?
It's going to be Saturday, May 13th.
Okay.
At Larry and Penny Thompson Park. Some more details will come, but we're working closely with the foundation. We have, we're putting together the speaker presentation. And a lot of the speakers are our existing psychiatrists, psychologists, even therapists and social workers have volunteered to be speakers at this engagement. So we're looking for different ways and we're very excited about it and we're ready to spread the word.
Outstanding. And for those individuals that are listening to us now or watching us, mm-hmm. Tell them a little bit of how can they register or how can they find out more information? What do they have to do?
So all the information is on the website, mindyourhealthmiami.org, and they'll be able to find everything there. They can register. They could even do sponsorships. They'll get information on the event. So it's www.mindyourhealthmiami.org.
I love it. Is there anything else you want to say to us? I mean, I'm concerned about, again, post-pandemic, and we're really still in it. You know, we keep on talking about post-pandemic, but a few of my friends got COVID this week. So anxiety, sadness, you know, all these emotions, right, that we're talking about, how can Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital help them when it comes to this? And as far as anger, because I am aware that sometimes with depression and sadness and irritability, sometimes it manifests in anger. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it has to do with recognizing it and wanting to get help. We are available. We have outpatient services. You know, we're a phone call away. We can work to schedule appointments, therapy sessions. You know, a lot of people with the pandemic didn't even want to come into the hospital. We provide telepsych services as well, telepsych appointments. So there are options. It's just a matter of taking that initiative if you're feeling, you know, depressed or angry, any of that.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Well, unfortunately, Vicky, our time is running out. I want to thank you so much for joining us, taking time into your very busy calendar to come on Point Rachel Turgeman. You provided essential services that Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital provides for all of us. I'm gonna say public at large, because at any given point, we all get depressed, we all get anxiety, we all have panic attacks. You know, I'm just giving it the real deal here. So we wanna thank you, you know, for being the CEO, being the head of this hospital and doing a great job. Is there a last minute message perhaps that you would like to leave all of you is with?
You know, we serve our community and we're here to serve you guys. So mental health matters. Please don't ignore it. Any help, you know where we are, who we are now, and what the services we provide. So we encourage everybody to not only look us up, but also register for Mind Your Health. And we're here to help you guys. So thank you. Thank you, Rachel, for having me.
Vicky, it's amazing having you here. God bless you. You're doing a fantastic job. Keep up the great work. And yes, mind all of our healths, okay? Yes. And thank you. And you're doing a fantastic job. And we hope that our viewers that are watching us in other states or in other parts of the world, in other parts of the countries, please contact Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital. There's a hotel that's right next to them. If you need to fly down just to go to this hospital, do it. Do it. Our peace of mind is so, so essential. Vicky, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
And to all of viewers, thank you so much for tuning in into On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Please share this interview with your family and friends. If you can help somebody mentally, you know, you can do it with this show. Go ahead, call a friend, tell them to watch. Even when we come off the air, the show stays on Facebook, LinkedIn, 12 podcasts, and YouTube. Mind Your Health event coming up. Check out Jackson Health System's website. We love you. We treasure you. Happy New Year. The best is yet to come. God bless you all. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.
Because together.